This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have the world's healthiest food announced. What do you guys think the world's healthiest food is? I would say water. I mean, I know some people are like, well, that's not food, Dr. Dahlia. We're talking about food that you eat. Okay, well, my vote is water. Now, in terms of food, I don't know, probably some vegetable. Well, according to this article in the New York Post, it's watercress. Watercress may be the holy grail for health, they say. It is an essential part of a balanced diet due to it being loaded with nutrients, and they say it could stave off disease and protect athletes from workout-induced injuries. According to one study, athletes who undergo strenuous exercise, if they eat watercress, there will be less potential for tissue damage. Watercress also might taste a little better than some of the other vegetables. Andrew Chase, owner of Lower East Side Austrian Standby Cafe Katja, said, "We use watercress in salad for its peppery freshness. It really wakes up your taste buds." So they call this a pungent superfood. It resides in cool, flowing water bodies throughout Eurasia, even though I think we grow it here in North America, but it is the most nutrient-dense vegetable on the planet. Now, they say watercress contains properties that promote muscle recovery, reduce cell damage, plus other health perks. It scored 100 out of 100, beating out Chinese cabbage, Swiss chard, beetroot, and even spinach. See, my guess would have been spinach would have been one of the top, but spinach came in fifth. They said Popeye maybe needs to then change instead of the can of spinach to watercress. We talked about how Popeye still is in many adults' minds on eating your vegetables, and the younger children don't have an equivalent to that that makes them excited about eating their vegetables. Wasn't there Veggie Tales? See, I think my brother is 16 years younger than me. I have a brother who's 16 years younger. And I remember having him watch. He was too old for Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues were my kids, but they were Veggie Tales. I forget whether it was my kids or my brother who would watch Veggie Tales. And they didn't want to eat vegetables because the Veggie Tales are living beings. I don't know if that really had the effect it needed to. So they say the plant also has high levels of amino acids, essential elements of protein that aid in digestion, neurotransmitter production. Also, watercress has antioxidants that helps our body defend against damage by free radicals. The help could prevent cancer. So they say, while essential for life and muscle function, in turn adapting to exercise, a free radical antioxidant imbalance can cause delay in muscle recovery and damage muscles and can play a role in the development of cancer, like I just said. So studies show that there can be some side effects. Those who ingested 2 hours prior to exhaustive exercise could lessen the chance of cell damage, but So there aren't side effects to it. Thank you. Sorry, there's this typo. They say, meanwhile, consuming watercress daily for 2 months increased DNA damage. Decreased DNA damage. Again, typo. Effectively providing athletes with all the benefits of grueling exercise. All right, so here's the thing, people. All right, iron, calcium, potassium, magnesium, vitamin K. These vegetables, or certain vegetables that are packed with these types of nutrients, are called superfoods, and rightfully so. I understand the media like to use it because, you know, Superman, Superfly, Superfood. People like super put into super seed. You know, people like super. All right, I get that. The problem is those individuals that don't eat vegetables are not probably going to run out and get watercress. We have a poor vegetable intake pandemic. Nobody wants to eat. Well, I don't want to say nobody, but a lot of people don't want to eat vegetables. You know, I like to people watch. So I'll go into a restaurant and you might see some big dudes catch my eye. I'll take a look at them. They got the steak. They got the potatoes. You don't really see them have a fork with a little pinky hanging out eating a watercress salad. And so we seem to kind of tie salads with women, with it being more dainty. And I trained my boys, grab a fist of vegetables. Just, you know, if you didn't eat vegetables today, I have a whole bowl of spinach. I buy those bins, those $5 lettuce bins. I know we got to be careful because some of them do have, you know, salmonella or listeria or, you know, something. Sometimes there's always an issue with packaged vegetables. But if they're on the run, I might grab a fistful of some spinach. And they do. Not because they're trying to be like guys or whatever, but they know they have to increase their vegetable intake. And maybe how we have to do it is people like to grab a vitamin. They like to grab a protein shake or a protein bar. They like to grab a Red Bull. So we might have to learn to make our vegetables grabbable. Grab a carrot for the road. Now, I don't really like my kids eating carrots or celery while driving. I don't want them to choke. But maybe this idea of grabbing something, you're not supposed to eat it quickly, but if people don't eat their vegetables, it might just be an easier way to kind of, yeah, because people don't want to sit down and have a salad. Well, a big problem I see is salads are getting expensive in these restaurants. And I have been ordering fewer salads. When I see that it costs $15 for a Caesar salad, well, I'd rather spend $50. I can make my own Caesar salad at home. Why would I go to a restaurant and get a salad? So that's another thing. Vegetables are getting more expensive. But congratulations, watercress, for being the most healthy vegetable, according to this one survey. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I've gotten some very interesting emails, which we've spoken about on the show multiple times, where when you apply for a job, 90% of you are getting asked questions about what your race is. And if you don't answer, you feel like you're not going to get the job, even though they say it's optional. And it used to be last year, I think it was an optional form that they would send after they. Now it's just on the basic application. Many applications are now online. So if you're using these online, I guess, I don't know if it's LinkedIn or Indeed or ZipRecruiter or whatever, when you apply, then they'll immediately ask, what's your gender? your race you identify as, etc. And so one of you had asked, you know, what qualifies as mixed race? Yeah, you have a family that has both Latino as well as Caucasian. You yourself was born in America, but you're bilingual. You're, you know, would you get in trouble if you said you were considered mixed race? And it's really starting to get kind of ridiculous in how this is evolving. And there's an anxiety about what your race is. Mind you, I couldn't even comprehend what anxiety and turmoil individuals who weren't my race went through for years, for decades. I understand the turmoil Jews went through, having to hide the fact they were Jewish or they would be killed. Most of my family murdered because of their religion. So I understand that you know it, there's you know there are certain privileges some races and religions had, but here we are today in a free country where nobody is supposed to be showing bias towards a particular demographic. And it is perceived that now, if you at all do not fall under one of the demographics, you're not going to get the job. And a perception that's happening, I'm not saying this is what's happening, but a perception that's happening, when you see the DEI and the different hiring practices and these questionnaires, is the perception is there's a lot of companies that are have a majority white labor pool. And that's because whites at one time, or Caucasians at one time, were the majority population. Now that's changing. In fact, in some areas and some schools, whites are the minority. But there have been jobs and certain industries and companies where it's a very dominated, very predominantly dominated in terms of one demographic. And so these companies are being perceived to try to fix that. So nobody could accuse them of being racist or biased or discriminatory. And the perception is they want diversity, and some are really open about it. They're just outright open. Others, they're a little bit more sly, but they want diversity so they don't get canceled or they don't get accused of not being diverse. And, you know, I've heard just verbatim people say, look, if you get an applicant that's X, Y, and Z, take them. It has nothing to do with their abilities. Just the diversity anxiety that people have is so much that now it's, you know, and so it's no wonder that people are now questioning how they should answer and if they're answering incorrectly. So I looked it up to answer this one question. What means mixed race? Now, I always thought mixed race is you had a mother from one race, a father from another. Now, I do, but it's not technically the demographics that would be counted as that. And so I looked up this paper. It's called Race Terminology in the Field of Psychology, Acknowledging the Growing Multiracial Population in the U.S., and they actually gave definitions. They say multiracial or mixed race refers to anyone whose biological parents of two or more different racial backgrounds. So that still holds. Multigenerational multiracial refers to anyone with at least one biological parent who is multiracial. So in some context, if you have a family member and you are a generation of first, second, third generation, you would be considered multiracial. Second generation multiracial is where one or two multiracial biological parents or monoracial grandparents. Biracial is anyone with two different racial backgrounds, including or not limited to your biological parents from different monoracial groups. Racial majority group refers to whites. All right. Racial minority group refers to Black, Asian, Latinx, which many Latinos do not like Latinx. They're Latino or Latina, American Indian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, North African racial groups as oppressed in the context of the U.S. So if you are from Middle East, you're a minority. Now, even though many cities and areas are changing in terms of the majority, in terms of this definition by this paper in 2022, whites are the only group considered majority. When you look at some of the other definitions, such as mixed race, they, again, look at who your parents were, where you were from, and you know, it doesn't always have to include who you were born to. And so it starts to now open up some of the definition of, well, what if you do not necessarily identify as one or the other? You've grown up in a different country. You speak a different language. You've adopted those cultures. Can you identify then as mixed race? Well, the answer right now is no. It's whatever your genes are, whatever, which is very interesting because right now, when it comes to race, it's what your biological race is. Whereas when it comes to gender, it's not your biological gender. It's whatever you identify as. And so another listener had asked, when is race going to be looked upon as gender, where you could identify as one or the other? And so we don't necessarily have a consistent message on that. If you don't identify who your biological gender race is, you could get in trouble. If you don't identify as your biological sex, it's okay. And so I'm not sure when they're going to balance that out or become consistent with that, but you are having people struggle with if they feel they live in a country where the color of their skin is preventing them from work or they are being biased against. Now we're seeing time and time again, we're seeing so many lawsuits now and companies are struggling to figure out what they're supposed to do. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't. They feel damned if they hire somebody white. But then they feel they're damned if they skip that white person because they're white. I mean, it's kind of a mess right now. And you would think that here we are in 2024. We have so many individuals now who are of multiple backgrounds that have pledged to not be racist. And if they're Latino, only pick a Latino applicant. Or if they're black, only show favoritism to black. Or if they're white, only show favoritism to white. You have a hiring manager who could be a mixed race of one ethnicity or another. That hiring manager is pledging, per our Constitution and per federal laws, to not be biased. And now that we have such a mixed population and people from so many different backgrounds, you do wonder if this is going to start, you know, these questionnaires of what race are you is going to slowly go away because you have many individuals. In fact, only recently they added mixed race. You were either black, white, Latino, Native American, and now they've expanded it to allow mixed race. The thing is people are confused. They go, well, can I call myself mixed race? I come from a family of two different ethnicities. And so what happens? What happens if people perceive that you lie? What happens if you identify as one and try to get the job? They could fire you, but depending on their laws and say you lied on your application. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and some of the containers that were breached are creating a sheen on the water. A full investigation into that matter could take 1 to 2 years. Former Senator Joe Lieberman has died. He was Al Gore's running mate on the Democratic ticket in 2000 and ultimately became an independent. Lieberman was 82. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told members of the U.S. Congress that victory in Gaza is just a few weeks away. Israel planning to push forward in the Rafah region. Meanwhile, a UN expert says there are reasonable grounds to believe Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep those messages coming and those questions coming. We love them. Well, you could not only call in, which we really prefer, call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, but also you can email us at drdahlia.com or on Twitter or X or Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So definitely keep them coming. Okay, so some of us have recovered from the stupid spring forward that we have to have with daylight savings time changes, right? And this year was a little interesting, us having a leap year because of the way the Earth rotates. It's not an even 365 days, so we have to add an extra day on day 29 of February every 4 years, but every four centuries, we don't do the leap year. So I think in 2000, we didn't do the leap year day in order to make everything copacetic with our seasons. Although the seasons are changing anyway. I mean, we're in the spring and I need a jacket. It's cold. So, I mean, we're seeing snow in some, and it's spring. So but anyway, now we're being told we might need a leap second, but a negative leap second because of the way the Earth is rotating. So this is fascinating. And I know people are going to make this a real big deal. They're going to say, well, I'm going to have sex in that minute. And then I'm going to boast about it, how I didn't matter that we lost the second, and all sorts of other stuff, you know, are coming out. But according to engineering and technology, climate change is affecting the Earth's rotation. Okay. Now, climate's always changing. So I'm not surprised that, but they say climate change. So your burger, my hamburger, cow farts, those are apparently changing the way that our Earth is turning. And that there are timekeepers that think we might have to change our seconds once. Currently, leap seconds are added roughly every 2 to 3 years to help align atomic clocks with Earth's irregular rotation. In 1972, a day by the Earth's rotation was 0.0025 seconds longer than one defined by atomic clocks. Over the course of the year, this accumulated difference was almost a whole second. Ooh, whoa. So a leap second was used to keep the difference from getting any larger. But in 2023, the two kinds of day only differed by 80 microseconds. So the difference in time over a year only added up to 0.03 seconds. If you guys understand this, great. Well, researchers at Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego said that within the next decade, we are going to have a negative leap second. I mean, you know, seconds count on the football field. Well, I guess they really count when it comes to our rotation. And they say we are going to have a minute that lasts only 59 seconds. And that this might become necessary due to the changes of the Earth's rotation. So leap seconds were usually associated with positive adjustments to account for the Earth's slowing rotation. They're saying that climate change is increasing the likelihood that we might have a negative leap second, which somebody could say is time travel in a way, which I really don't get. I don't want to think about because that's going to make my mind mush for a second here, and I got to still do the segment. So Scripps geophysicist Duncan Agnew believes that in today's interconnected world, even a small deviation in timekeeping could result in significant disruptions. Remember Y2K? Did we all live through Y2K? We did. That was a mess and a half. Y2K was, I think we were turning on the millennial. At the millennium, we were going to go back to the year 00. And they felt that a lot of computers weren't going to be equipped for that because we were 89, 1993, 1999. And they didn't think the computer would be able to go to 100 by just going 00 and understand the difference between 1900 and 2000. So apparently Y2K, I was pregnant at the time. Y2K was supposed to be a disaster. It was going to be complete Armageddon on January 1st, New Year's Day. It didn't happen. We all lived. We were fine. I just didn't go on my computer. And why? Because we weren't that dependent on computers at the time. So they say now that even a few years ago, the expectation was that leap seconds would always be positive and happen more and more often. But if you look at changes of the Earth's rotation, which is the reason for leap seconds, and break down the causes, it looks like now a negative one. So why is this climate change? Why are we supposed to hold our farts? Number one, don't hold your farts. Okay. I talked about that with constipation. If you have to fart, you have to fart. It's not your fault that climate change is happening because of you. All right. Okay. Climate change, climate's change. There's a whole bunch of factors, chemicals we use, fewer animals of one type, less plants, other things. There's other things that could be causing it. And the climate changes. We've seen in biblical times, there were some pretty interesting things that happened with the climate. We have climate. Climate means it changes. But they say what's happening is the ice at the poles are melting as a consequence of quote-unquote global warming. And that's contributing to the shift in the Earth's rotation rate. Water melting off icebergs amounts to significant transfer of mass away from the poles towards the equator. Then the Earth's rotation will slow. The dynamics of Earth's liquid core can also play a role. So now, again, it's not your fault. If you need to fart, like I said, go ahead and do it. So the research suggests that without the influence of global warming, the need for a negative leap second might have arisen earlier. So now, when is this leap second supposed to happen? They believe in 2028. Do I think schools are going to close down? And probably. I think people are going to make this leap second such a bigger deal than it is. And one Mississippi. They're also going to elongate it. They're gonna, that 1 second. One Mississippi. There it is. 1 second. That they're going to make a big deal. If you're an employer, expect your staff to want to be called off work. Some people are going to think Armageddon's going to happen with that 1 second off. But what I do find fascinating is they're probably not wrong. We are assuming everything is an even number. 1 second. 365 days of the year. We've learned that no, everything doesn't happen to a T. Look at pi. We try to say pi is 3.14. It's not. It's 3.14 and it just goes on, I think, to 66 trillion digits. So, yes, we do have to account for those changes. Now, it's not the biggest deal, but it is fascinating. But what makes this interesting is rather than adding the extra second, like we add an extra day for leap year, we have to subtract. So we have to change the way time is. I've been asked, do I believe in time travel? Do I think we could go back in time? I would love to go back to the 50s, you know, like they do in Back to the Future. I don't think it is possible. Because as we see with space, the time of travel already adds to the time you're doing. And so let's say Earth slows down and we get a negative second and we call that time travel. I think it's impossible. So for me, I do not believe in time travel. But do I believe that we do have that millisecond or nanosecond potential to go back in time by a second or something? I do. Do we have that ability to see into the future? I do. That deja vu, I can't explain that. Deja vu is freaky. Now, people say what deja vu is. Deja vu is where, like, you're like, whoa, I've seen this before. And now somebody is going to walk in the room, and then somebody walks in the room. You're like, I've seen this before. And I know I've seen it before, almost to a T. I've had deja vu. That is some crazy, crazy stuff. And I think that stuff is real. But what they say is, oh, it's just your imagination. It's your brain telling you you've seen it before. And I'm like, no, I've seen it before. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment: full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org. Sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem: pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryder is asking me to explain what is going on with the Israeli-Hamas war and the UN resolution, and you know, if I could give my opinion on it. And we answer everything on the show. As you can see, it's not just about cholesterol and vegetables and sleep and hemorrhoids. We'll talk about everything on this. And you know, my understanding of the situation, my take, and it's going to be a very summarized take, is Hamas is a organization that has taken control of the Gaza Strip and a territory that is within Israel land. And Hamas has very consistently advocated for the destruction of Israel and the establishment of an Islamic state across the whole territory, including Israel, according to Wikipedia. But according to, you know, some people differ in what they think Hamas really wants, but we have heard time and time again, many of these terrorist groups do not want Israel to exist. October 7th happened with hundreds to thousands of injuries, rapes, murders, children beheaded, and hostages taken. Over 200 hostages taken back to Gaza. There's still over 100 hostages remaining. And since October 7th, look how many months have passed. Okay. I don't particularly know what the state of those hostages are. Some of those hostages were family members and friends of family members that I have in Israel. One of my friends' nieces was one of the ones who was killed on October 7th. They, I think, put tires around her and set the fires on tire and watched her burn. I don't know if she was also sexually assaulted prior to that. But there are hostages still today. I think 115, 125 of them still in Gaza. I would have expected the UN and everybody to say, let's get, it's enough. Hamas, get them back. Get these individuals, these innocent people back. And then decide what an appropriate punishment would be for the attack and the destruction and the bloody, barbaric things they did to kids, the raping of children, the beheading of babies, throwing babies in ovens. Just what they did on the kibbutz, what they did at that peace festival, absolutely horrific, disgusting. Israel has at least two goals, right? Or a few goals. One is to get the hostages back. Two, since Hamas has been so open and public about what they want to do to Israel, they want to end Hamas, and understandably so. What makes the situation very difficult is Hamas attacked Israel and then ran back to hide behind hospitals, to hide behind schools, and use innocent Palestinians as shields. Now Israel is trying to, which is pretty difficult to do, and I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to see any innocent people hurt, but they have got to get those hostages back, and they have to make sure that Hamas can never do this again to them. And they're ticked. They're ticked. And they also want to destroy Hamas's infrastructure. The problem is Hamas now runs Palestine. And how many of these organizations work is they infiltrate and they hide in areas where innocent civilians are, so that, unfortunately, innocent civilians could become casualties, and then it causes the world to turn on the original victim. The UN, I think, voted 14-0 for Israel to have a ceasefire during the remaining few weeks of Ramadan, which is a very highly religious holiday for the Muslim religions, where they fast all day, do prayer. And so the UN resolution wants Israel to do the ceasefire. People have asked, well, why, you know, why is Israel against the ceasefire? Well, if you look at Hamas like cancer, all right, you know, we when we try to bombard cancer, the second you let cancer regrow, it can metastasize. So you want to go for broke when you go after cancer. And if Hamas has time to get more weapons, etc., try to get more hostages, and the hostages being there another few weeks, that isn't something that Israel feels comfortable with. Now, the U.S., because of all the... Biden doesn't know what to do. And he's not a very effective leader. And he's getting pushback from all sides. I think all sides agree that what happened on October 7th was absolutely horrific, and Israel has a right to defend themselves. I think all sides agree that the hostages need to come home safe. But where people are disagreeing on is if Israel is purposely targeting civilians or not purposely targeting civilians. From what I understand, no, they're trying to do the best job they can to get those hostages out without targeting and hurting civilians. Other individuals think Israel is, nope, they're just willy-nilly blasting and affecting civilians. So America doesn't know where to go with this. Well, when they start to lose support for Israel and show that they're wavering on support for Israel, now that could cause a domino effect. For those people who have never been to Israel, they don't understand how Israel is the helicopter pad for America in the Middle East. The safest place for Americans to be when they need to do intelligence, when their military needs to dock, when I was there in the 90s, probably because of the Persian Gulf War, I saw more American soldiers in Israel than Israeli soldiers. They have free reign. Israel allows America to have access. And, you know, without getting attacked, nobody attacks American soldiers in Israel. But you see what's happening with American soldiers in other parts of the Middle East. And America, because some people ask, why does America support Israel so much? Now, it's not just about Jews. It's not just about Catholics. It's not just about LDS and the religious sites. It's about what Israel allows, the access Israel gives them, and the safety. America needs a safe spot, a rest stop in the Middle East, and they use Israel for that, not to mention the intelligence that they get. And so once America starts to turn their back on Israel, it's going to be a mess. You know, I don't want us to go to war with the Middle East. I don't want us. There are you know, beautiful, beautiful people who do not subscribe to what Hamas wants. And Hamas using them as shields is ridiculous. I mean, in America, we would never go and attack cartel and then run back to Laredo, Texas, or El Paso, Texas, and hide in schools while the cartel come to try to hunt us down. We wouldn't do that. And that's what Hamas did. And it's horrible. It's horrible to think that any civilians are dying. Nobody wants to see this Israel-Hamas war. No one does. So we want this to end quickly, but what I would recommend then is the UN immediately call for Hamas to give back the hostages. Every one of them unharmed. And then if they did harm innocent individuals, they pay for it. And which we know they did. We have proof. But I would personally like to see more world condemnation of what Hamas is doing and all hands on deck to get those hostages back. And that part isn't being talked about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.